And good morning. It's now 8:05 along the Central Oregon Coast, and time for our Lifestyles of the Oregon Coast programs on KCUP at 12:30 a.m., broadcasting in high-definition digital FM at 100.7-2 and around the world, streaming live at kcup.net. Also, don't forget, you can download these programs from our Audio Download Center page at kcup.net. You can do so usually right after about 12 noon each weekday. Right now, let's begin our first program of the morning. It's Lifestyles of the Oregon Coast, Making a Difference. Teresa Wisner not here, but filling in is the lovely Tracy Cummings.
Good morning, Shannon, and good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. Today we are talking with Carla Perry. And Carla, you are the founder of Writers on the Edge.
Hi, Tracy. Yes, I am. Good morning.
So we've been talking quite a bit this morning before air, and I've got so many questions in my brain. So hopefully we get to at least a few of them. So let's talk first about Writers on the Edge. What is that and how did it start?
Writers on the Edge started as just a writer series. And for the writer series, we brought in two or three writers each month, and they would read from their work. There'd be an open mic afterwards where anyone in the audience could read for 5 minutes. And that was the show, but it was so successful, it drew such a large audience that it got the attention of the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts, and they asked to be the sponsor of the program and hold it at the Performing Arts Center. And that was it started in 1997 in Yahats, and then in 1999 we brought it to Newport and held it at the Performing Arts Center. And then we got so large we had to become our own nonprofit. And that was in 2002. And so we've been in operation now for 12 years. We've had 315 featured authors come through Newport. Some of them have been from other countries. Most of them have been from Oregon. But we've also featured poet laureates from many other states and traveling writers and authors that were published in New York that were on their national tours, and they'd stop in Newport and read for us. So it's been a very exciting program. I often ask myself, why do the people keep showing up for these? But it's because the quality of the writing is so good, and I've deliberately steered it towards entertainment, live entertainment, as opposed to like a stoic misery-based poetry reading. It's not that at all. It's quite encouraging and enthusiastic, and the writing is so good. And we feature people that write nonfiction, song lyrics. We've featured full bands on stage that are on national tours, as long as the main gist is their own work. It has to be original work. That's our criteria. That's our one criteria, that the authors are all doing original work. It's a very exciting program because it's encouraging to anybody who attends to do their own writing.
Now, this is not just, you know, like you said, the stoic standing up on a stage with, you know, discussing why type of stuff. You've got a wide base of audience. I mean, you go from very young to you know, the more mature, experienced writers, we shall say. What different programs do you do within Writers on the Edge?
Okay, besides the NYBEACH Writer Series, which is the third Saturday of every month except December, we've always concentrated on youth programs, youth writing programs. So from the very beginning, we've had a high school person on our board of directors. That was one thing that I instigated. And now, ongoing, we have writing clubs throughout Lincoln County, which is, they're held in Lincoln City, Toledo, and Newport, the ones that we manage. And they are held for 4 weeks each quarter. So there's 4 weeks in fall, 4 weeks in winter, fall, 4 weeks in spring. And then we produce an anthology of the participants work, and they have a performance where the public is invited. And those are for students in grades 3 through 8. And it doesn't matter if they're homeschooled or in public school or any other education. That's the age group that we target. In addition, we have a high school writing contest that's countywide. And that's going on right now. The submission deadline is April 10th, and winners will be announced May 1st. And if any student in high school wants to submit their work, it could be fiction, maximum length is 2,000 words, nonfiction, also 2,000 words, or poetry, 3 pages or 3 poems, just take it to either a local school office, a high school office, or send it into our website, or which is writersontheedge.org, or I think you can just call us, you know, 574-7708, and we'll steer you wherever you need to drop off your application.
Figure it out, huh? Now, how much do these teen and younger programs cost?
Well, they're free. They're totally free to all participants, and they always will be. We just don't believe that charging kids is the way to go about it. So before we hold the workshop, we collect enough grant money to underwrite all the students. And that underwriting includes not only the instruction, it includes a meal during the program and all the supplies they need, and the publication of an anthology of their work and a public performance. So we've had workshops where the targeted age was 6 to 10, and they're just marvelous. They've never, of course, written poetry in a class. They've never gotten up and performed poetry, and part of the workshops are always performance. So they get to speak into a microphone and practice and then perform for a public audience. Last August, they were the featured authors of the Nye Beach Writer Series. So it's wonderful to get kids started in a creative way like that.
And what are the kids' reactions to all of this?
They love it. They want to come back. As soon as it's over, they want to do it again.
Oh, that's so much fun. Now, the poetry writing contest itself that you're doing, there are prizes involved in
that. There's money. We give out money. So the first prize in each of those three categories is $100, second is $50, and third prize is $25. So three people and get each of those amounts.
So there's basically nine people then,
nine winners
that will be winning some money if you
Yes, there's money involved. This is to encourage people.
Money is involved. Now, if I want to, or if my child wants to donate a piece or put in a piece, and there's no application fee for that either?
No application. They can get the form on our website, or they can get it from a school. And if there's any trouble finding an application, just contact 574-7708.
You'll get them in the right direction.
Yes,
again,
we can mail one out.
Oh, wonderful. Now, so we have the young kids, we have the teens. Are there any other programs that you guys do?
Occasionally we hold adult writing workshops, and that is usually done in coordination. That's always done in coordination with a writer coming to Newport already for the Saturday night Nye Beach Writer Series. And if there's enough interest, we will organize and produce a workshop in, like, on a Saturday or a Sunday or both, in coordination with those readings. And those we do charge for, but nominally.
Just a little bit. Now, we were talking a little bit about what is coming up, and you've got some great authors that are going to be coming and really basically providing a very cheap form of entertainment for the community. What's upcoming in the next couple of weeks, maybe?
Well, it's not weeks, but there's one a month.
Okay.
And we are, in fact, scheduled through June of 2010.
Wow.
So if you want to know all the details about all of those authors, you can go to our website, www.writersontheedge.org. But I'll tell you a few that are coming up. This Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Visual Arts Center, we have Michelle Longo-Eder, who is a local person. She's written a memoir about being a commercial fisherman's wife, and she's also a lawyer. Her book is a memoir, but it is really about the commercial fishing industry and about dealing with the grief of having a family member drown while fishing, which is unfortunately something that happens on the coast. She'll be reading with Jim Lynch, who is a novelist, and he's written a book called The Highest Tide. And that book has won almost every award in the country, and it's being made into a movie and has just been re-released in a young adult format. He's a very entertaining public reader. The Haiku Slam, which is the fourth annual Instant Haiku Slam Classic, is on April 18th, again a Saturday, the third Saturday. And that is where teams of three or four people per team compete against each other writing haikus and are given 1 minute to write a haiku based on a prompt that's given right then. And then they compete against each other until the teams are eliminated. The spectators are there, but we also choose judges from the audience. And so they're the ones who hold up their scorecards. And the team with the highest score at the end of the evening wins, and prizes are awarded. And then Saturday, May 16th, we've got two poets, Claudia Handler from Los Angeles and John Witte from Eugene. Claudia is a person I heard first on LiveWire, which is an OPB program out of Portland. She was so funny and so dynamic as a poet that I just tracked her down and invited her to come. And John Witte I'd known of quite a while. June 20th, we've got Spike Walker, who has written books like Working on the Edge, Surviving in the World's Most Dangerous Profession, Nights of Ice, Coming Back Alive, and a few other books. And he is a commercial fisherman out of Alaska, living in Oregon, and has spent his life in very dangerous waters. So I can go on, or
we can actually go ahead and take a break. And
okay.
We'll talk a little bit more about them and a little bit more about your program.
All right.
You're listening to Making a Difference, and we'll be back in just a few moments.